Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome, welcome. I'm Dhwani and hope you are doing lovely today. So let's tune into conscious relationships. Today I'm going to share with you something about the healing of solar plexus chakra. The solar plexus chakra governs our ability to act, create, and live in alignment with our truths. This chakra develops around the ages of 18 months to 4 years. Our solar plexus chakra determines motivation, determination, and creativity. When we are connected to this chakra, we are able to energetically create our goals with ease. So the common imbalances in this chakra look like a lack of motivation, disconnect from creativity, sloth, and laziness. We may also feel disempowered, unable to change, stuck, or fearful of change. And if it is balanced, we are able to actively work towards our dreams with passion. We are aware of our limits and honor our bodies. This chakra connects to our core self, true power and values. This is where our power and our ego lies, helping us decipher what actions are in line with our values. In this space, we learn to understand how we show or project ourselves in our day-to-day lives. So, ask yourself, who am I at the core? What are my ethics? To unblock this chakra, try to mindfully engage the fire of whatever it is that keeps you passionate and enthusiastic about life. Another name for this chakra is the fire chakra after all, so that fire should be kept alive within yourself. Dance with your shame in the fire. Let it burn your shame. Let it burn you. Let it burn your insecurity and self-doubt into manageable ashes. Breathe in the alchemical power of transforming emotions into ashes. Then exhale the ashes. The emotional energy center is located in our solar plexus, the processing hub for fear and joy. When you deviate even a nano fraction from your inner voice, your energy will wane. Intuition is a truth detector. Don't be seduced by what may look good, but betrays your gut, as said by Judith Orloff. The third chakra, solar plexus, or the Manipura, holds the key to both our physical and psychic health. In Sanskrit, Mani refers to a sacred gem, which creates inner illumination and gives us the power to see beyond the ordinary realm, whereas Pura means city. Mani means sacred gem and Pura means city. Therefore, in simple words, solar plexus is the engine which empowers our city. Our city means the mind and the body. Empowers our city to see beyond the visible. The solar plexus chakra is the center of transformation, as the Agni or the sacred fire rests here. The fiery aspect of this chakra makes it the seat of your unique identity where you are free to project your power and charisma into the world. This is where our will to power and self-discipline become manifest. Just as fire transforms solids into liquids and liquids into gas, the inner fire transforms your unconscious into conscious awareness. Unlike the first two chakras, which are inclined towards life force and survival. Life force is sacral and survival is root. The third chakra unites the body with the spiritual needs. That is self-growth, vitality, motivation, and energetic movements. Now let me rewind for you some of the symptoms of an imbalanced solar plexus. This chakra is associated to the digestive system and organs related to it, like the small and large intestines, pancreas, liver. So when this chakra is imbalanced, one can face issues like constipation, ulcers, diarrhea, colon disease, intestinal tumors, etc. Solar plexus is the center of our self-growth and empowerment. So, if this chakra is underactive, one will experience a lack of self-worth, inability to assert themselves and understand or address their own needs. Whereas an excess energy from solar plexus, that is overactive solar plexus, can result in excessively competitive and controlling behavior and intolerance. Also, this is the emotional center. You can tell it as an emotional center. This is because it is associated with our expressions, emotions, and mood swings. So when this chakra is out of sync, one can experience aggression or depression. Self-criticism is an art, and not many are qualified to practice it, as said by Joyce Carol Oates. This might ring true for a person suffering from an imbalanced third chakra, as it will show itself in a sense of powerlessness, low self-esteem, self-criticism, lack of confidence, and shame. Okay, so what does a healthy and balanced solar chakra look and feel like? When you have a clear, strong, and harmonious solar plexus, you will first feel confident in yourself. You will no longer struggle with self-doubt or aggressive egotism, but instead, you will feel comfortable in your own skin and you will trust in your abilities. You'll come to understand that you have the power of choice. That is the power to choose your mindset and therefore how you approach life and other people. Not only will you feel more self-assured, but you will also have the energy and willpower needed to create healthy boundaries. You will no longer lapse into explosive or self-minimizing roles around others, but instead you'll stand your ground with respect for yourself and others. Your newly found energy will allow you to move out of lethargic and addictive patterns and instead carry out your goals and dreams with enthusiasm. You will feel energized, focused, empowered, and in alignment with life. Sounds great, doesn't it? But remember, bringing about these changes doesn't just happen overnight. You will need to be sincere, and patient in your dedication to cleanse the solar plexus, especially if it has been blocked for many years, and not only solar plexus, your any chakra. So I'm going to tell you some of the best solar plexus chakra healing practices out there, which will help you begin to heal this energetic center. They are day-to-day practices, so you can really create a self-awareness and see where do you fall. First and foremost, break out of routine and take a risk. This is best suited to deficient blockages. Now, if you are not aware of deficient and excessive, please, I would encourage you to watch my previous video, that is blockages of solar plexus chakra. You'll have a better idea of this concept. Okay, so where was I? Yeah, break out of routine and take a risk. Lethargic and safe routines only tend to perpetuate our feelings of powerlessness. So break the dull inertia of your life and try something new now and then. I'm not telling you to jump from one place to another every now and then, but take a break. Step outside of your routine and go exploring, even if that means going to a different shopping center on your Saturday shopping trip or Sunday shopping trip, whatever. Even small breaks in routine will infuse you with energy and vitality. So one small change can give you the motivation and renewed energy you need. And thereafter, you can start to bring about changes in your other patterns too. Secondly, cut ties with critical and negative people. This is best suited to deficient and excessive blockages. If you can't cut ties permanently with belittling and critical people, if they are your family members, you can't cut ties with them permanently, right? So try your best to keep a distance from them at least. During this time of your life, you will benefit from supportive people who will encourage you to grow, not unsupportive people who will drag you through the mud. Remember that the power is in your hands. It is up to you to decide who stays and goes in your life. If someone is frequently discrediting, underrating, or bad-mouthing you, take steps to remove them from your life. Thirdly, explore the biggest sources of resistance in your life. This is best suited to deficient and excessive blockages. So, what are you constantly fighting against? What are you afraid of? What issues keep coming back in your life? When you ask these questions and discover the answer, you will uncover the greatest source of energy loss in your life. Ask yourself, what must I understand, love, or let go of that will free up my energy? The next step is to learn how to preserve your energy and stop the resistance. Stop flowing upstream. Often those people with blocked solar plexus tend to invest huge amounts of energy towards fighting, avoiding, or suppressing something, which does not work. Sometimes you have to face things. Fourthly, eat more of these foods, which I'm going to tell you. This is best suited to deficient and excessive blockages. Eat whole grains such as rice, oats, spelt, rye, which are all great for digestion. Try including more legumes in your diet, like lentils, chickpeas, beans. Add spices such as turmeric, ginger, cumin, cinnamon to your food, as these spices are heating to the body. They increase your metabolism rate, the fire in your stomach. Also include yellow fruit and vegetables such as lemons, bananas, corn, pineapple, yellow capsicums into your eating plan. Okay. Fifth, get out in the sun more. This is best suited to deficient and excessive blockages. As the solar plexus chakra is represented by the element of fire, the sun is an immensely healing source of vitality. In fact, the less vitamin D you have in your life, the more prone you are to issues such as anxiety and depression. So taking a simple morning walk in the sunshine, or even relaxing in the afternoon sun with a good cup of tea, is a powerful practice for the solar plexus chakra. This is the main reason why Hindus do Surya Namaskar in the morning. It is a very powerful practice, praying the sun. Sixth way is release any anger you store inside. This is also best suited to deficient and excessive blockages. Now, when done in conjunction with grounding, releasing pent-up anger can help you to unblock your solar plexus quite rapidly. Pent-up anger, releasing pent-up anger doesn't mean that you bash your anger on other people. You have to go through it by yourself so that it does not affect in a negative way to other people. Take care of that, please. Releasing pent-up anger has to be also, the act has to be done with grounding attitude. Okay. Our congested power is often expressed as blocked anger. Just think of the angry explosion of volcanoes. So when we release that anger, we can access that energy again. So when you feel angry, don't suppress it. Acknowledge it, feel it, let it pass through you. Then it will automatically go away and you can get your energy back. Try releasing your anger in a healthy way, like through vigorous exercises, punching, kickboxing, dancing, singing, writing, crying, or expressing it through art. Okay? Number seven is Take more of these cleansing herbs that I'm going to mention. This is also best suited to deficient and excessive blockages. Use herbs to help ground and clear the solar plexus, such as chamomile, rosemary, lemongrass, marshmallow leaf, ginger. And one of the best ways to consume them is in the tea. Number 8 is stop seeing yourself as a victim. This may trigger some of you, but it is very, very true. This is best suited to deficient blockages. One of the most damaging mindsets carried by those with blocked solar plexus is the notion that they are powerless and defenseless victims of life. Oh my God, why does this happen to me all the time? Why does this person do like this to me all the time? Why do I have to face all of this all the time? You know, and blah, 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 it goes on. If you carry this mentality, it will manifest as a tendency to blame other people for your unhappiness. You might also find yourself constantly sacrificing your needs for others who don't always appreciate your efforts. This is called the martyr syndrome. Secretly, there is a lot of energy put into playing the victim, and it is a facade that must be maintained and reaffirmed every day. If you see yourself as a person who is being victimized by someone else or something else, explore what it feels like to say no. Learn to say no. Learn to have boundaries. Playing the victim is so attractive because it allows us to bypass the weight of self-responsibility. So don't be surprised if you find yourself terrified of stepping up and reclaiming your power. It takes practice and courage. I'm not saying not to have compassion and gentleness for yourself. I'm just saying stop blaming others for your conditions or situations, because you are playing 90% part in what your situation is right now. Next, I'll suggest learn to laugh at yourself. When we can laugh at ourselves and find humor in life, we have power. Even the darkest periods of life can be infused with humor. Humor is a great source of strength and reminds us that life is always in a state of transition. Nothing is permanent, change is inevitable. So no bad or good time stays forever, right? Things keep on changing. We have to learn how to mold ourselves into those situations. Nothing ever truly remains the same. So when we find humor, we find freedom, playfulness, lightheartedness. The more serious you are, the more disconnected you are from your source of power. Next is you can meditate on some crystals. They can help you harmonize your energy, like amber, topaz, citrine, tiger's eye, yellow calcite. The next, what you can do is let go of unhealthy attachments. Unhealthy attachments are tremendous sources of energy loss and are often responsible for solar plexus blockages and energy stagnation. Attachments can be emotional, mental, also physical. We can become attached to ideas, beliefs, memories, expectations, desires, fears, people, places, objects, and substances. Attachments are essentially forms of energy that become stuck in our bodies and minds. Sometimes these bits of energy become so dense that they result in dangerous addictions and severely limiting habits. So the best way to break an unhealthy attachment is by asking yourself, is this belief or this memory or this desire or this object or this person serving my highest good, serving my growth, serving my evolution? The moment you can acknowledge that something in your life is detrimental is the point when you can begin the process of recovery. Letting go is about learning how to take care of yourself and find inner stability and security without the need for an external crutch. That does not mean that you stop being emotional with people or with things or with memories. You stop being vulnerable. You close your heart. No. You have to learn to keep your heart open and still be emotional, but still be detached. Next way is taking care of yourself every single day. Healthy self-esteem is one of the cornerstones of a lively solar plexus chakra. So when you take care of your body and psychological health, your energy instantly becomes harmonized. Think about what areas of your physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual health you have been neglecting. Otherwise, consider what is causing you the most pain in your life and work upon that. For example, if you have been neglecting your body, your physical body, it will manifest as aches, pain, chronic illness. If you have been neglecting your heart, your emotions, if you're suppressing your emotions, you will feel constantly stressed, angry, or overwhelmed. So taking care of yourself is a form of self-love and self-respect. Remember, no person can care for you better than you can. Only you know your deepest needs at any and every given moment. Next, you can do is learn to breathe deeply and take a step back. This one is best suited to excessive blockages because they are active all around the clock. Go, go, do, do, do. If you struggle with dominating or controlling other people, learn how to focus on your breath. By breathing deeply and taking a step back, you can think realistically about the situation and person at hand. Focusing on your breath will also give you the space to treat yourself with compassion and to understand that any form of ego inflation is a cry for love and attention. Then you can clear your blocks with yoga. Yoga is a potent and elegant way to reset your body and any suppressed energy that may be stored away. Yoga or exercise, whatever you prefer. There are poses like the bow pose, upward dog, full wheel pose, breath of fire. Now, please note that whenever you try any of the yoga poses for any of the chakras, you may experience waves of emotional energy. You might experience sudden emotional outbursts. Suddenly cry, suddenly angry, suddenly sad, suddenly very joyful, anything. It can come out in any form. And you might think that this is not my usual self. I am not like this usually in my day-to-day life. So do not worry. This energy is just being released as part of the clearing process. So let that happen. Feel your emotions, whatever are surfacing up. What you can do is do a solar plexus visualization. Like imagine a throbbing or swirling ball of luminescent yellow light in your diaphragm. Feel the ball of golden energy dissolving all blockages or aggressive flows of energy within you. Now, if you're thinking this is, I can't do this, see, energy works on intention. If you put your intention in it, the energy will flow in that direction. For first, a few times it may feel a bit awkward, but then you'll get used to it. And then you will even see progress. You will see positive changes in yourself. Next thing you can do is engage your willpower by setting goals. Overcome lethargy by making a list of 10 things you would like to accomplish and dedicate yourself to completing those things. This willpower list can be as complex or simple as you like. For example, you might want to improve your posture, get more sleep, start a new eating plan, track your expenses, or read a certain book. By setting clear goals, you will be able to exercise your willpower more easily. The next thing you can do is by cleaning your solar plexus with essential oils. You can use oils like black pepper, cinnamon, rosemary, cypress, clove, and sandalwood. You can put these oils into an oil diffuser or rub them on your wrist in a very diluted form, or wear them in a diffusing pendant. And you can also try to hum Ram, R-A-M, to yourself. It is the Beej Mantra for solar plexus. The vibrations of the sound match the vibrations of the solar plexus. So, after listening to all of this information, you might be wondering what you should do next. So many things. I would recommend picking a handful of activities that you're naturally drawn to, that you feel called to. You might start with simple activities first, but make sure you identify whether you have a deficient or an excessive chakra blockage, or even a mixture, and choose accordingly. Experiment with each healing and modality for a couple of weeks and observe how you feel. And none of these have any side effects, so do not worry ever. There are certain other yoga poses too that strengthen this core. There are certain asanas like boat pose, four-limbed staff pose, crow pose, half moon pose, crescent pose. These can be used to increase self-confidence and feel empowered. You do not have to do all the poses. You might choose one or two of them which you feel comfortable with. Now there is there's also a mudra, Rudra mudra. You can do that too. You can be seated with your back supported by the wall and hands held in this mudra. This mudra brings forth the power of Shiva, the Hindu god of all yogis. Place your palms face up on your thighs. Touch the tips of the thumbs, index, and ring fingers together. Okay, thumb, index, and ring fingers together, straightening through the pinky and middle fingers. Now close your eyes and start chanting Ram and Om out loud. Stay in this space for as long as you desire. Okay? You can do meditation also. The meditation available for each chakras. Now I want you to sit down. Let's practice some of it. I want you to sit down in relaxed position, comfortable position. And forget about everything else. The solar plexus chakra, located under the chest area and above the navel, honors strength, identity, and life force. Right? So, since this chakra deals with self-respect, sit up straight, or if standing, you can continue standing. Sit up straight, backbone straight, and close your eyes and feel the power filling you up. Feel that you have power. Feel that you are powerful. Okay? Forget everything else. Feel that you are powerful. You can accomplish anything in this world. Bring attention to your breathing. Air breathing in and air breathing out. Air breathing in. Air breathing out. Imagine a yellow light entering your body and moving towards this energy center. You can wear something yellow, or you can imagine the color yellow. You can also meditate in front of a fire or a candle or a lamp, diya. Focus your prana on the solar plexus. Imagine a bright yellow chakra spinning there like a radiant sun. Imagine this internal sun nourishing your core, bathing your digestive organs in healing light. Just as the external sun nourishes your skin, feel it, try to feel it, and try to pay attention to my words. I love and accept myself. I am strong and courageous. I am worthy of love, kindness, and respect. I am proud of my achievements. I honor myself. I choose healthy relationships. I direct my own life. I am free to choose in any situation. I seek opportunities for personal and spiritual growth. Notice how you feel as a differentiated unity in the greater undifferentiated cosmos. Feel the benevolent power of the universe, huge universe. Allow it to pour into you in the form of charismatic confidence and transformative control. Allow it to guide you up to the next level, to the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, the anahata. You can open your eyes if you have closed it. Okay, so well, that was all for today. Stay tuned till my next episode. The purpose is to share and spread love. God bless you in your beautiful journey of life. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to join our Facebook group, the link is available in the description box or in the About section. Till then, have a good time. Bye-bye.